It actually it gives us an opportunity to be open more than we normally would have. What was originally written was very prohibitive to our business and didn't really allow for us to get out very often. So now we're going to be able to serve dinner. We're going to be able to be out on the weekends. We'll be out, late at night if we can find some spots near some bars. And ultimately, that means more people will get to try our food.
Were you pleased with the final legislation and what came about? And now that the law isn't in place, it seems like everybody worked very long and cooperatively on this.
Right, yeah, I would say it was very long, and we were happy to cooperate. I think right now we're at a place where, although it's not perfect, we're just ready to move forward with it. Like I said, just the opportunity to be open more is enough incentive for us. As far as the fees go, we don't exactly agree with them. They are a bit cost heavy, especially when compared to other cities of our size, but it's something we're going to deal with in the interim until we can address it in, next April.
So you will be able to come back and hopefully ask for revisions to
Yeah.
amend the law?
Yeah, I think they'll probably, I don't expect much to change. I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised with the compromise that was put forward. I don't think much will change in as far as operations go, but maybe some of the fees will be reduced. We hope at least.
Whereabouts will you be located?
We're going to be all over the place. We're currently building new spots as we speak, trying out new venues, finding out what works and what doesn't, and trying to put together a pretty consistent weekly schedule for both the truck that we currently operate and the new truck, which will be on the horizon shortly thereafter, hopefully by May 1st. That's our goal.
And if you can, just remind us about the fees and what you need to pay out to operate your trucks.
As far as the fees go, the new city fee is $1,000, and that's to do business pretty much anywhere in the city, with the exception of 500 feet from a special event or 100 feet from an open restaurant. We also pay about $1,400 for our spot downtown, which is at Main and Mohawk. That's through Buffalo Place. That, however, is a stationary spot, so there's no mobility there. We're fixed to that spot. And then on top of that, we have fees to the city per events. So if say we want to participate in some walk or something that's registered with the city, we have to pay a temporary permit stand fee, which amounts to about $32 per occurrence. And any festivals that we're in, we're also paying the festival fees.
And finally, Peter, explain in your effort to launch the Kickstarter about the funding platform for creative projects. What is that all about? How does that work?
Kickstarter is really it's a brilliant mechanism. I mean, it allows consumers to get behind projects that they believe in. It's not just about companies asking for money. People have an opportunity to pledge, and when the goal is met, the backers will get exclusive and sometimes valuable rewards. In our case, they range from, tickets to our special menu tastings or catering parties to something, on the lower end, like our T-shirts and our hot sauce. We're extremely, extremely happy with how things have gone so far. The Kickstarter's only been up for a couple of days, and we're looking at about $4,000 right now. And people have just been very gracious, and we're, extremely thankful. I guess it's a testament to how much people want to see food trucks around in the city, and how much they enjoy eating in them.
And what's your biggest seller as far as the food items with the taco truck?
It seems like everyone loves the chicken. I'm not sure if that's because it's the safe bet or, it's the healthy bet, but our favorite personally on the truck is the pork though.